we're looking at the Rambam Hilchos Tefila, and we want to discuss the question of Zmanei Tefila. We started last time with Zman Mincha. You remember we spoke about Sheish Mamechza. Let's talk about the Zman for Tefilas Shachris. If you look in the Rambam, in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, he says Tefilas Shachris Mitzvosa Sheyaschil Lispalel Im Hanetz Hachama. It sounds like the real mitzvah is to daven with Hanetz. A lot of people think that that's just an extra Hidur or a Tosefes Kiyum. The Rambam seems to assume that that's the Ikar Mitzvah, to start davening with Hanetz. But we want to focus now on the end of davening. When's the latest time you could daven Shachris? And the Rambam says, Uzmana ad sof shah revius, shehi shlishis hayom. In other words, in a perfect day of 12 hours, let's say there were 12 hours of daylight, and you divided the day into three equal parts, you would have 4 hours would be one third, and therefore, if let's say Hanetz HaChama would be 6 a.m. So if you count 4 hours, then the latest time for Shachris, the Rambam establishes at 10 a.m. on a perfect clock. Obviously, it changes because it shows Zmanios. So now what happens if you missed davening before 10? Im Avar Ota V'Hispalel Achar Arba. But if he davens either deliberately or by mistake after the fourth hour, that means after 10 a.m., up until Ad Chatzos Hayom, up until noon, so the Rambam is adding this piece of time of 2 hours, Yotze Yidei Chovas Tefila. He says that you fulfill your obligation of Tefila. That's a good thing, that's good news. Avol, the bad news is, Lo Yotze Yidei Chovas Tefila Bizman. So the Rambam has two categories. He's got Chovas Tefila and Chovas Tefila Bizman. In other words, since we've already established that the Zman for Tefila Shachris ends after the culmination of Shor Revius, so Tefila Bizmana you cannot achieve, but you do achieve Tefila. And then the Rambam adds on another piece, which is not the focus of my intention tonight. I want to focus on that 2 hour period between the end of the fourth hour and the end of the sixth hour. But let's read the end of the Rambam in any event. He says, Shekeshem shetfila mitzvah min haTorah, just as the Torah sets up a mitzvah to daven on a daily basis, it doesn't say what time during the day, that's on a Doraisa level. Kach mitzvah midivrehem, the Rabbanan establish a mitzvah, lispalel osa bizmana, but there they set up a tefila bizmana. Moshe tiknu lanu chachamim unevim. So the Rambam has tefila min haTorah, he's got tefila midivrehem. Tefila midivrehem adds a new element. It's got zmanei tefila. And if you want to achieve tefila bizmana, then you're going to have to daven Shachris by the end of what? The end of the fourth hour, which is on our clock, in a perfect clock, would be by 10 a.m. What happens if you missed that deadline? You have that extra 2 hour buffer zone, which the Rambam says is a chiyuv tefila, but not a chiyuv tefila bizman.
A mitzvah.
What do you say?
Mitzvah. No, not a chiyuv.
He says, yotzi dechovas tefila, aval lo yotzi dechovas tefila bizman. Do you have that? At the end of at the end of the second line, the beginning of the third line. The source for the Rambam is a Mishnah in Brachos, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah records machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. According to the first opinion, that's the Chachamim, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. The time for Tfilah in the morning is up until midday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arbashos, up until the end of the fourth hour. So which opinion does the Rambam accept? Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim?
It all depends.
You think he's passing like Chachamim? Because I don't see that. The Chacham say the tefillos hashachar ad chatzos. They don't make any difference between before the 10th hour. Say before the end of the 4th hour.
They're not defining tefillat shachar.
Speak a drop louder. I don't hear you. Mind.
They're not defining tefillat shachar. I know what I'm saying.
No, what I'm saying, Byron, is they don't take that period of time and divvy it up into different gradations. They just say, if you ask me when does shachar finish, it's ad chatzos. You know, they don't say ad this and then b'dieved or anything like that. Rabbi Yehuda says ad arba shos.
Rabbi Yehuda could be talking tefillat shachar bizmana and chachamim.
So I would suggest the fog. I think this is the easier way to go. To say that the Rabbi Paskin's like Rabbi Yehuda, and the deadline is for the end of the fourth hour, but deadline for what?
Tefillah. Shalom is mother. Chavan tefillah.
No, I'm saying, if Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven shachris ad arba shos, and the Rabbi wants to give you another 2 hours, how does the Rabbi interpret Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says ad arba shos?
Sosman tefila.
Which tefila? Pila vizmana. Correct? That's the Rambam's addition here. That when Rabbi Yehuda divvies up the first half of your day, meaning what we call the morning up till noon, and he says ad arba shos, he's referring to tefila vizmana. He's not undermining the view of the Chachamim completely. He's accepting the Chachamim and allowing tefila ad chatzos, but not as tefila bizmana. Now take a look in the Rush. The Rush, which is the third source on your page, quotes Rav Haigon Zal. And he writes, Af kol shor revius. He's talking about a different issue, but I think it's very relevant to us. And that is Zman Kriyashma. Now in Kriyashma the Pasuk says, Uvashal b'cha. And the Gemara says that the time that people sleep is up until the end of the third hour. So what do we do if a person misses Kriyat Shema and he's entered already into the fourth hour? So Rav Haigon says, Af kol sharavius, even during the fourth hour, Af al pisha eina onasa, it's not the real time for Kriyat Shema, nevertheless mevorech shtayim lefaneo v'achas lechreha. There's something special about the fourth hour. Otherwise, Rav Haigon wouldn't designate the fourth hour. He would say, in general, during the entire day, you can read Kriyat Shema with the brachos. Apparently, you're not allowed to read the brachos of Kriyat Shema the entire day, according to Rav Haigon. He only allows you that extra measure of adding an hour before, an hour after, following the third hour, into the fourth hour. And that's what the Rush comments on Rav Haigon. Mashma, says the Rosh, Dafka Shah Revius. Now, what's special about adding that extra hour that you allow Birchas Kriyat Shema during that hour, even though it's after the time of Onas Kriyat Shema, which ends at the end of the third hour? Shehu Zman Tfilo L'Rabbi Yehuda. Interesting. He, Rav Haigon, the way the Rosh interprets Rav Haigon, is linking Birchas Kriyat Shema with Tefillah Shachar. Whenever Tefillah Shachar terminates, that's when Birchas Kriyat Shema terminates. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Birchas, that Tefillah ends with the end of the fourth hour, and therefore Kriyat Shema, meaning with brachos, would likewise end at the end of the fourth hour. Avol mikan v'yelch, but further, beyond the fourth hour, hifsid habrachos. V'im birech, over alotisa. So again, let's just summarize. Rav Haigon's opinion is that as far as Birchas Kriyat Shema, you can recite Kriyat Shema with the brachos even after the Onas Kriyat Shema has passed, namely the third hour is over, into the fourth hour. We'll tag on one extra hour for Kriyat Shema in Birchos Seha. And the Rush interprets this in the light of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Haigon is standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zman Shachar is till the end of the fourth hour, and therefore Rav Haigon, by analogy, extends the same halacha to Birchas Kriyat Shema. You can recite Birchas Kriyat Shema during the fourth hour. So on a perfect day, which begins with 6 in the morning, when would be the latest time to daven Shacharis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rambam? When is the latest time for Birchas Kriyat Shema, according to Rabbi Gaon? In a perfect clock.
I go into the third hour, although you can go into the fourth.
No, I'm saying, when's the latest time possible to recite Kriyat Shema with the Brachas, according to Rabbi Gaon? When is the latest time possible to daven Shacharis, Tefillah, Bizman, according to Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is the same for both.
Okay. Fourth hour.
End of the
yeah, and I'm saying on a perfect clock. Again, the...
Six, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. No!
You said 6.
Oh, yeah. No. You guys are confusing me. The latest time would be 11 o'clock. Because we're tagging on another hour. Again, according to Yehuda...
10, yeah.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. According at 10 o'clock. What I meant to say is the latest, let me start different. When is the latest time for Kriyat Shema?
9 o'clock.
And when's the latest time for Kriyat Shema with Brachos?
10 o'clock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we added on an extra hour to Birchas Kriyat Shema to parallel the fourth hour of Rabbi Yehuda for Tefillah Shachar. Okay, now we got it straight. See, I tried to confuse you, but you didn't fall into the trap. Okay. Now, the Rav, Zichrono Livracha, when he looked at this Rambam that we started with, where the Rambam says that if he passed the fourth hour, we'll still give him another 2 hours for Tefillah, not for Tefillah Bizmana, the Rav was wondering, what's the status of those 2 hours? And I'll read to you the language of the Rav. He says the following. He says, Yeshlis topic if Ihavi, this din, that he could add another 2 hours, mi din tashlumin, meaning if you missed the Zman Tefillah, we give you a tashlumin. Oh, the eno mi din tashlumin, ella the adayin choshev kizman shachris b'di'evet, the after lo avitoras b'toras tefillah bizmana, the tefillah bizmana is a dafka adal shows, mikomakom choshev adayin kitefillah shalo bizmana ad chatzos. What is the status of those 2 hours from 10 to 12 when the Rambam is the Rambam saying that that's Tashlumin, you missed Tefillah Shacharis but you can make it up with a substitute Tashlumin, or is the Rambam saying that Tefillah continues until Chatzos? Again, you don't have that special status of Tefillah Bizmana, but you do have Tefillah Shacharis ad Chatzos. And what's the nafkemina?
If it's tashlumin,
yeah,
then you had to do tashlumin after chatzot.
That's an excellent point. Hold on to that point for just a minute. First, I want to tie it into this Rav Haigon that we learned. Nafkemina legabi birchas kriyat shma bi'ova v'icher achar dalet shos. Remember, we were medayik. The rush was medayik from the Rav Haigon that after the fourth hour, there's no possibility of kriyat shma. Why not? He says the following: that if you take a look in the Bir Halach of the Mishnah Brura, he has an opinion in the name of the Mishkanos Yaakov that b'di'evet you could recite Kriyat Shema with brachos until chatzos. The Shulchan Aruch, which is the fourth source on your page, says afal pishes mana nimsha chatzov asha gimel ashlishes im over asha shlishes v'lo kara kore osa b'birchoseh kol sha revius shushlish ayom. So basically, the Shulchan Aruch paskins exactly like Rav Haigon, that even though the Zman Kriyat Shema ends at the end of the third hour, we're going to give you an extra hour to recite Kriyat Shema with brachos. And he doesn't have the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Bizmana, but at least he has the ability to say Birchas Kriyat Shema. However, im Avra Shah Revius Velo Kara, Kora below Birchosea Kol Hayom. Shulchan Aruch says that beyond the fourth hour, if you haven't yet recited Birchas Kriyat Shema, you don't have the ability to do so. You can read Kriyat Shema, but without the brachos. But the Bir Halacha in the Mishnah Brura quotes a Pri Chadash and a Mishkanos Yaakov. The Pri Chadash says, according to Das HaRamam, there's no Keva LeBrachos. In other words, you can recite Birchas Kriyat Shema the entire day. And the Tshuvas Mishkanos Yaakov, I think if I remember correctly, his name was Rav Yaakov Reischer, he also is noted, he's inclined to accept the halacha lebedieved, like Rabbi Yehuda has it in the case of Tefillah Shachris, that you can daven Shachris ad Chatzos. So too in the case of Birchas Kriyat Shema, you can recite Birchas Kriyat Shema ad Chatzos, kamo gavi Tefillah. So we now have three different shittos about Birchas Kriyat Shema. One shita says, we're going to add on a single hour, namely the fourth hour. That's the shita of Haigon. That's the shita of the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. Then we have another shita on the other end of the pole. That's the Rambam shita that you can daven Kriyat Shema with Birchos Seah, not just 1 hour past the third hour, but the entire day. And in the middle we have this shita of the Mishkanos Yaakov. It's kind of like a compromise shita that allows you to read Kriyat Shema with brachos up until the end of the sixth hour, up until Chatzos Hayom. And we're giving it the same identical status as Tefillah. Just like in Tefillah we paskin that im Avar Zman Tefillah afal pichem mispal ad Chatzos, so too with regard to Birchas Kriyat Shema. Now it's Birchas Kriyat Shema, according to the Tshuvas of the Mishkanos Yaakov, is exactly identical in terms of its Zman to Tefillah itself. Which Tefillah? Tefillah Shachris. We're not talking about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. We're talking about Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. So it's got to be Bekumecha. Bekumecha is any time that you could be Mispalel Tefillas Shachris. So the Rav said the following, that this issue about whether or not you could recite Birchas Kriyat Shema beyond the fourth hour, up until the sixth hour, this Mishkanos Yaakov, would really depend on how we understand Tefillas Shachar Ad Chatzos. Meaning, the Rambam allowed you those extra 2 hours from the tenth hour, when I say tenth hour, what I meant to say 10 o'clock, until Chatzos, until 12 noon. If it's Midin Tashlumin, the Rav says that there's no halach of Tashlumin with regard to Birchas Kriyat Shema. The halach of Tashlumin is essential, is definitely a reflection of the essence of Tefillah. Tefillah is what we call Rachmei Ninhu, and therefore it's not that bound to time. And you could add a Tefillah's Tashlumin. We discussed it once in the context of the Rav's Yahrzeit Shia, that the Rav said that the reason why we find Tashlumin for Tefillah, which we don't find for other mitzvahs, is because of the concept of Tefillah Rachmeinu, that man needs to pray. However, Birchas Kriyat Shema doesn't come under the halach of Rachmeinu, and therefore depends on strict Zmanim. So if those 2 hours that the Rambam tags on Amidin Tashlumin, it would not have any application to Birchas Kriyat Shema. However, let's take a different approach. That it's not that the Rambam is adding on 2 hours for Tashlumin. No, what the Rambam means is that the halach of Tefillas Shachar is extended till Chatzos. In other words, even though it's not Tefillah Bizmana, but you can daven until Chatzos, not midin tashlumin, but because it's still considered the time period for Shachris. Then we could say that Birchas Kriyat Shema, the way the Mishkanos Yaakov says it, gets the same zmanim as Tefillah Shachris. And since zman Tefillah Shachris is until Chatzos, so too the zman for Kriyat Shema is until Chatzos. Now Rabbi Gnack adds a footnote here, which I wanted to call to your attention. What would you say about someone who didn't daven shachris, b'mezid, and many shitos until the fourth hour passed? And many shitos in Rishonim hold that there's no din of tashlumin to the case of mezid. Tashlumin is only something that we offer as an option for someone who inadvertently missed the zman of tefillah. He overslept, he forgot, he was busy. But if somebody deliberately missed the zman tefillah, we don't offer him tashlumin, according to those shitas. So what would be if someone was deliberate about waiting to daven until after the fourth hour? Would he have the opportunity to daven during the fifth or sixth hours? What would you say about that? If the extra 2 hours on midin tashlumin, and this guy's amazed.
If it's considered, no.
No, then he doesn't have the option, because tashlumin is only an opportunity that's offered for someone who's a shogeg, not amazed. But if on the other hand, the zman tefillah shachar is until chatzos, then even if he was amazed, he could daven until chatzos. Then he has another question. What happens if he didn't make it till chatzos? Can we give him an extra half hour? If it's midin tashlumin, then we can give him an extra half hour, because tashlumin applies until zman mincha. And mincha, we said, if you remember the last discussion that we had, is sheish v'chetzi. You know, we give him that extra half hour after chatzos. But if we're talking about tefillah shachar, that's only until chatzos.
Oh, but Maisie.
So again, one afternoon would be the case of mezid. Because if you're saying the other 2 hours between the end of the fourth and chatzos hayom is midin tashlumin, he doesn't have the opportunity of tashlumin. If on the other hand it's zman tefillah, then so what? So if he was a mezid, it doesn't matter. And the second afkamina we're suggesting is, what would be at 12 noon? Do we give him an extra half hour? Because within the context of tashlumin, until we get to another ona, we still are in the borders, in the bounds of tashlumin. And the next tefillah, the next ona for tefillah is mincha, which starts at 12 and a half hours, meaning 12:30, if you follow my point, or halfway through the seventh hour. Up until that point, mincha hasn't started, therefore you can still be in that time zone called tashlumin. But if on the other hand you're setting up the time for shachris until chatzos, we're not going to give you that extra half hour. He has a third nafkamin about an onen. An onen means one of the relatives before they bury. So before the burial, and let's say they didn't bury until after the fourth hour, which is very common. So now it's 10 o'clock in the morning. They lowered the casket, they buried the mess. Now he has to daven. What can he daven now? So if the extra 2 hours of the morning are given to B'toras Tashlumin, Tashlumin only applies to someone who is chayav to daven, and he missed that opportunity, we give him a second chance. But here the onen wasn't chayav at all. If on the other hand, the zman tefillah is until chatzos, so now he becomes mechuyav. The fact that he was an onen until the fourth hour is irrelevant. The problem that we have here, though, if you're going to suggest that the extra 2 hours between the fourth and the sixth, between the end of the fourth and chatzos, are tashlumin, then take a look at the Ravid. The Ravid says something about tashlumin that's very important. It's, if you're counting up from the bottom, it's the fourth source up from the bottom of your page. He says, Od mirali, shekol elu atashlumin, Sha'omru enom ela im hatfilo hacheres sheba bizmana. Hol v'shas tefilah. The Ravid thinks that he believes that there's a concept of tashlumin as an extra tefilah with the real tefilah, the tefilah that you're chayav in right now. In other words, now you're obligated in tefilas mincha, now you can add another tefillah as tashlum. But apparently if you haven't entered yet into the time zone of this new tefillah, then there is no possibility of tashlum. So tashlum is a tag on to a tefillah chova. But in the case of the end of the fourth hour, mincha hasn't come around the bend yet, then according to the Raiva, there is no possibility of tashlum. So therefore, let's go back to our original viewpoint that...
So is that to say that there's an almost saying that kol zman b'tnei, the next tefillah, is zman tefillah shachar?
Correct, that's the better way of saying it. It would be a lot simpler if you take this Raivid, a lot smoother of an approach to just say that the Zman Tefillah Shachar extends until Chatzos. Again, it's not Tefillah Bizmana, but at least it's called Tefillah Shachar. It's not a Tefillah Tashlumin. Mincha hasn't arrived yet, so you couldn't possibly daven a Tefillah Tashlumin since there's no Tefillah Mincha according to the Raivid. So let's assume for the time being that we're adding on 2 hours in the morning until Chatzos as a kind of extension. It's a b'dieved, but it's a secondary auxiliary time for Shacharis. So the real time for Shacharis ends at 10 o'clock in the morning on a perfect day, at the end of the fourth hour. Now we'll give you an extra 2 hours for an extension period of the Zman Tefillah Shacharis. It's not a Tefillah Tashlumin. So then what would you say about Kriyat Shema? Can we recite Kriyat Shema with Brachos until Chatzos? Remember the Mishkanes Yaakov, right? What was the Mishnah Berurah quoting in the name of the Mishkanes Yaakov? That you could recite Kriyat Shema with brachos until Chatzos. And we said that there's no din of Tashlumin as far as Birchas Kriyat Shema is concerned. So that too would support the opinion that the extra 2 hours extends the Zman of Tefillah Shacharis. And therefore, in the case of an Onein, Rachman al-Litzlan, who buried the dead at the fourth hour, he would be chayv to daven Shacharis immediately when he comes home and sits Shiva. And even if someone was amazed and delayed Shacharis till after the fourth hour, not for Hasidish reasons, I don't mean that. He was simply amazed about it, then he would still be able to daven the other 2 hours. So we gain a whole bunch of things over here in terms of extending the time for Tefillah Shacharis as far as Birchas Kriyat Shema is concerned, even for someone who missed the fourth hour b'mezid. And an Onein would have to daven during those 2 hours. Now, if you want to insist that it is a Tefillah Tashlumin during those 2 hours, then how do you reconcile that with the Raivid? Maybe the Raivid holds that the halacha of Tashlumin is that first you have to daven the tefillah b'zman. Let's say, for example, I missed mincha today. So which Shmon Esrei am I going to daven first? Ma'ariv or mincha?
Arvid.
Right, Arvid. So Arvid has to come first, and then, and only then, do we add the tefillah tashlumin? So maybe that's what the Raivid means when he says, "Kol eila tashlumin shomru enam ela im hatfilah." I think maybe what he means by im hatfilah is that there should be kedima to the tefillah zmana, and afterwards, and only afterwards, should you daven the tefillah tashlumin. But let's say you haven't gotten to the tefillah kvua yet. During that 2 hour period between 10 a.m. and 12 noon, it's before mincha time. So in such a case, even the Raivid would agree that you could daven a tefillah tashlumin. That's a possibility.
Tashlumin or just?
I'm suggesting that even if you want to go with the other side and say that those 2 hours between 10 and 12 is tefillah tashlumin, then you could still reconcile that with the Raivid by saying that when does the Raivid say you have to tag it on to your tefillah kavua? That's when there is a chiyuv tefillah kavua. But in that 2 hour slot between 10 and 12 noon in the morning, there is no tefillah mincha. So even the Raivid would agree that you can daven a tefillah tashlumin for Shacharis during that 2 hour period. Okay, what I want to discuss with you now, and this is a slightly different topic, It starts with the third source up from the bottom of your page, Ram Menuchas Tefillah Perek Yud, Halacha Vav. Let me ask you a question before you see the Rambam inside. What would you say if you don't remember whether you davened or not?
Depends when.
Let's say Shachris, Mincha, whatever it might be. Would you say to daven or not to daven? Let's say you had amnesia, whatever the case was. You were in an accident, whatever it is, you can't figure out, did you daven or not? Thank God you're not up to that age yet. But trust me, I hope you'll never have the problem. But
I'll go first.
Right, no, but seriously, there are a number of people walking around that don't remember whether they daven. It happens. And it could even happen to a younger person in a case of
Alzheimer's, yeah.
Yeah, it could happen to the younger person in a case where he's very tarud and different things were going on. Maybe he got a little tipsy on Purim. He doesn't remember that he davened minchah that day or not.
So you don't have to daven shacharis. It's 9 o'clock.
It's still time to daven shacharis. Should you daven or not?
Yeah, right. For sure.
For sure?
I think so.
Now here.
I have to look inside.
I appreciate it. But here are the general universal principles.
I would say
we have halacha of safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Safek d'rabbanan l'kula. If I don't know what I did and whether I fulfilled the mitzvah, so it depends. If you're dealing with the d'oraisa, then we have to go l'chumra. It's almost like you find a piece of meat and you don't know if it's kosher or treif. You can't eat. That's called Safik D'Raisa L'Chum. But if it's a Drabbanon, now, where would you classify davening? Do you remember we spoke about Tefillah D'Raisa, Tefillah Drabbanon? There are two dimensions.
I think davening once a day is
exactly. So let's say I daven my once a day. Whether it's going to be Minchol in a few hours, or whether it was Meir of the night before, be that as it may. Now, I only have a Chiyuv Drabbanon. So what should I do? Do I want to daven a second time? I mean, it could be a second time. Maybe daven Shachar.
You're making supplications to Hashem. So if you did
So what's that called?
Nidava.
Yeah, correct. You can offer a nidava. You can offer an optional tefillah. And that would cover you for all your bases. So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, Mishan is topic lo, in ispalel, im lo ispalel. He doesn't remember whether he davened or not. Eino chozer mispal.
Oh, all right, I was wrong.
That's what he says because he's applying the principle of safik d'rabbanan l'kula. Elim kein mispalel tefila zu al das shehi nedava.
Okay. Hey. Did you cheat or did you?
I haven't done that.
Good.
Right. So you can offer a voluntary tefila, and then he can cover his bases. He says im ratza. Because the Torah is very liberal and allowing an individual to daven a voluntary tefillas nedava the whole day. If he's in the middle of Shmon Esrei and he reminds himself, oh no, I davened already. That's happened to me on occasion. He's got to completely terminate his tefillah. He cannot change or convert the tefillah midway into a tefillas nedav. Okay, we'll see about Meiriv another time. We once touched on that. But let's just focus on the case of a suffix. Where does the Rambam know this from? It's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph. That's the next to the last source on your page. Suffix is palel. Suffix lo is palel. Eino choser umispal. That's the first opinion in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Valavai shispal adam kol yom kulo," which the Rambam takes to mean a tefillas nedava. And therefore, the Rambam is going to give you the license in this case, where you're a suffik ispal, suffik lo ispal, to daven a tefillas nedava. Now, when you pray a tefillas nedava, you could institute what's called a tnai, a condition. You could say like this. If I didn't daven yet, this davening that I'm about to embark upon is a tefillas chova. If I've already davened, let it be a tefillas nedava. So in other words, I don't know what I'm davening. I don't know the nature of my own davening because I was confused and I don't remember whether I davened or not. So what I do is, I set up a tefillas nedava and I allow for two possibilities. Either this tefillah will be a tefillas chova, because I didn't daven in fact, or let it be a tefillas nedava. But the question I want to raise with you is, is a person required to avail himself in this scenario of the option of davening at tefillas nedav? Meaning, he doesn't know whether he daved or not. So what do you tell this guy? Do you recommend that he daven at tefillas nedav? Or do you say he's required to daven at tefillas nedav?
How can you the dava is the dava? Yeah, correct. Required. You know, then it's not in the dava.
Right.
Why make it on the dava if you're subject to the rice of the umrah?
It's like an oxymoron.
Why make a? I don't understand your question.
If it's something. To a rice.
What case are you talking about? We're talking about a case where he doesn't know if he davened or not.
Okay.
So that's not something to a rice. Even though the Rambam holds that tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but not in this case, because he already davened once today.
Okay.
All right, that's the important proviso. So let me ask you a general question. We can go even beyond this discussion. What happens? We're saying safek d'rabbanan l'kula. How far would you go with that? Safek d'rabbanan l'kula. Are you willing to say that even if you have an opportunity to cover your bases and avoid the suffix, you're not obligated to do so? There's a Gemara in Beitza I want to call to your attention. The Gemara says the following. There's something called a Dovar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. What's a Dovar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Something falls into a mixture. You know that we have many, many halachas of that sort of tarovas. But the thing that fell in will become mutter if you wait a while. Can you think of any cases where you have something that's right now, currently it's asur, but if you give it some time, it becomes mutter?
Chametz,
excellent. Chametz would be a classical example. Chadash. Maaser Sheni might be a Dover Sheish Lamatirin because you can bring it to Yerushalayim. I mean, you have to know the halachas. So the halacha is that if a Dover Sheish Lamatirin, even if it's only Durabbanan, falls into a mixture, we don't apply the halacha bittul. You can't eat it. Why? Because Hashem Tochlen Abisa, Tochlen Abahetta, just wait a while, you'll be able to eat it tomorrow, and it'll be perfectly permissible. So basically what we try to do, even in the case of a Suffolk Durabbanan, we try to cover our bases in such a way that we avoid the Suffolk. If we have an opportunity, if the Halacha offers us a system, an alternative way of avoiding and circumventing the Isur, even on a Suffolk, and even if it's Durabbanan, then we certainly want to avail ourselves of that possibility. So let's say, for example, you don't know if you read Megillah. And somebody's reading the Megillah, so you go hear the Megillah, right? I mean, you'll cover your bases. You don't want to forfeit the mitzvah of Megillah. You're not sure if you heard the Megillah. Maybe you heard the Megillah, but you weren't sure if you were Yotzei. You know, sometimes you miss a couple of words here and there. So the halacha should be that we encourage you to try to be machmir, even in a suffering to our bonnet, to cover your bases. So the Rav Zichron Levracha is wondering in amazement here, in a case where you have the opportunity to daven at tefillas nedava, and with that, you'll cover your bases, because you'll say, look, if I'm mechuyev, then this is the tefillas chova, if I'm not mechuyev, then it's a tefillas nedava. Why shouldn't I have to do that? Why is this only offered as an option? That was the Rav's question. Now take a look in the Rashba, which you have at the bottom of your page. The Rashba says, "Umiu mispalel umasne." He should daven in this case of a suffik and make a tnai. What's the condition? He says, "Imlo nispalel." If he didn't daven, zulchavaso. If he mispals tehei linidvaso. The Rashba's language, it seems to me, implies that there is such an obligation that he should daven a tefillas nedav. Now, what happens to a person who doesn't know whether he read Kriyat Shema or he didn't read Kriyat Shema? So there's a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chaf Aleph that says, Safek kar Kriyat Shema, Safek lo kar Kriyat Shema. Eino chozer v'kore. You don't have to repeat Kriyat Shema if Kriyat Shema is Durabbanan. Now what great tircha, you know, how much effort would it take for the man to daven And in this case, to recite Kriyat Shema, again, and we saw the paradigm of a Dover Sheish Lamatirin, that if you could be absolutely sure, and you have a simple opportunity to avoid even a doubt about the Issa, you're required to do so. And yet here, we saw it in Tefillah, we saw it now in Kriyat Shema. Why is it different? Unless we make a fundamental distinction between Isurim and mitzvos. In the case of Isurim, like we said, there was an admixture of something that's also been Rabbanon. Then we say that we could be machriya lekula, we're not sure it's lekula, unless we have an etza, we have a way out. So if we have a way out, we'll avoid and circumvent the isur. In the case of a suffix mitzvah, maybe the halach is different. Why is suffix mitzvah different? Do you hear the question? In suffix isur, we require you to do whatever you can to circumvent the suffix, to be absolutely sure that you're not violating an Isur, even though in the worst case scenario it's only an Isur Drabbanan. But in a Suffolk mitzvah, we're not pushing you that far to say that you have to do whatever you have to do in order to avoid that Suffolk. Maybe you forfeited, maybe you messed up and you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Why? So the Rav says a chiddush. He says that when the Rabbanan are mechayev you in a mitzvah, they instituted that chiyuv mitzvah, they only did so in a vaday situation, when you're certainly obligated. But what they said is that in the case of safek, you are not obligated. Because it's not just a halacha of safek the Rabbanan lekula, in the sense that we're going to say you're potter from the mitzvah, because you don't know whether you're chayev or not. No, we're saying in such a case, you're definitely not chayev in the mitzvah. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs attacks the Rambam. The Rambam says every Derabbanon is a fulfillment of Lotasur and V'asisa K'chol Asher Yerucha. So the Ramban says if that be the case, then every Sufik Derabbanon should be L'chumra, because it's a Sufik of Lotasur, it's a Sufik D'Oraisa. So the Rav is answering, and I think others have said this before, that the Derabbanon never obligated you in a case of Sufik. So therefore the Ramban's argument is not a good argument. You know, you're right that if the Rabbanan commands you and they give you this mitzvah, then there's lo sasur and there's v'chol shayarucha. But in a case of safek, the Rabbanan never said that you're required to be machmir for that safek, and therefore there's no lo sasur. Well, let's just see what time it is. Alright, I think we're gonna stop here. I have another topic, but we'll leave it for next time.